Welcome back to Juno Afternoon. Well, we have certainly been talking about art and science today on our program. I'm Rhonda McBride, and I'd like to have that conversation continue because food preservation is definitely an art as well as a science, and the Southeast Alaska Cooperative Extension Service is probably one of the best resources in our region for that. And this fall, they have another program out that will cover a lot of ground. Food preservation, taught by Sarah Lewis, from her home to your home for the next 8 weeks, all taught online. And joining us now to tell us about that and some of the other programs is Sarah Lewis, who is the Southeast Alaska Extension Agent. I know that you've probably been getting questions all summer from people about, when is your class coming? When is your class coming?
Yes, yes, I have. Thank you so much for having me on. And I actually just have to comment, following on such amazing guests, one thing that I loved was that, yeah, we are a group of folks who are nerdy about the chemistry of our work. And I'm no exception to that. So we like to, you know, the scientists in all of us, as Lily mentioned. So, yeah, so I get lots of questions about food preservation all through the summer, and ready to start into some fall and winter and spring classes.
Well, I guess your first class gets started tonight. So is it a little bit too late to get involved in that?
It actually isn't. I chose the class for tonight quite specifically that it doesn't require much preparation on the part of the participants. So they can just sign on and join, whereas a lot of the other classes in the series, if people wanted to cook with me, you know, and want to be prepared for doing that while I'm cooking live, a little bit of preparation is needed for those. But even frankly, for those, if you just wanted to sit back and have your dinner while you watch me make something and teach the basics of food preservation, from water bath canning to pressure canning, dehydrating, pickling, we'll be doing all of those.
So how is that working for people? What kind of feedback are you getting when they cook along with you in their own home?
So I get the whole range. There are folks who love to cook along with, and they'll actually keep their camera on while we're cooking together. And there are folks who do just watch and take notes, and then they cook later. And then on this particular series, I'm also going to be recording them. That's never guaranteed. So that's something I always like to tell people, you know, technology is technology and we do our very best. But so I'm going to be recording them. So if there's some reason why you can't make it, they will be available for a week afterwards. So the week following the class, the recording will be available. But really what's happened is by going online, and of course we were forced to go online about 18 months ago, but it was something we were slowly trying to do anyways, because we knew that there was going to be folks who were going to love online, just like there are folks who love the in-person classes. And I've heard people say, no, I'm just not going to join the online classes. I'm going to wait until you do them in person again. There are folks who tell me, you know, I wouldn't have time to do this unless I was just sitting in my own kitchen and able to use my own equipment. And it really, it's like a time when I have it on my calendar to get some canning done, and I get it done with a, you know, a community of other canners. So we've broadened the number of people who have been included in our classes since we've gone online. And so we're going to keep doing both.
So are you getting to see other people's kitchens as you're teaching this workshop? And do they stop you and say, well, this is my pan for this. Is this a good one for that?
They do. Absolutely. Absolutely. And so if people choose to turn on their camera, they're not required to, but if they choose to, and to show me, yes, this is the kind of canner I have, or this is the condition my vegetables are in right now. Tell me if this is going to be okay. How should I deal with these? That's been super fun. And then other people just have, you know, have questions they put in chat. One of the great things about Zoom is there's lots of different personality types, and they all get to kind of join in some way or another, whether they like to be seen or whether they like to just type things in. It's been pretty awesome.
So go through what each course will be during this 8 weeks.
Sure. Yeah. They'll start at 5:30 on Tuesday. And you will be entering my kitchen, basically. And the first one is creating a food secure pantry. And so that is going to be a little bit more talking, less cooking, just to kind of talk about how to prepare your pantry for small or large emergencies. But then from October 12th through the 23rd, they're going to be actively canning classes or dehydrating classes or whatever the topic is. And so there'll be a little bit of, you know, quote unquote lecture time when I talk about some of the science and the important parts about the food safety. But then I'll be going through recipes and people will have access to an online web page for each one of the classes where the resources are, so they can open up the publications that are related, a list of things that they can have available and the recipes that I'm going to be doing in class if they want to follow along. And then we're just going to do that for an hour and a half. And if some of the canning takes longer than an hour and a half, so I'll be sort of really speeding through some things, or I'll have some things ready already, stuff like that. And so I plan to like have my email open for the rest of the evening in case people have started canning and they have questions, and they can email me for the rest of the evening on some of those questions in real time, which sometimes come up.
So by the end of this workshop, you expect that your participants will have quite a bit of food put away for the winter.
That's and I will too, actually. That's part of the beauty of being able to do it in my own home. I'm doing real recipes in jars that are the right size for my family. Whereas when I do them in person, we often do little tiny jars so everybody can get a sample of stuff. And that's great, too. So so it is pretty fun. If you were to take the whole, you know, all eight classes, you'd have some jars put away. You'd have some dehydrated food. You'd have some sourdough starter in the refrigerator, things like that.
Oh, it sounds wonderful. You're making me hungry talking about all those things. One thing I did want to ask you about before we go is that you've got another workshop coming up. It was going to launch soon, but it's been pushed back. A wellness workshop to help people with chronic diseases or conditions make better choices.
Yeah. So Living Well Southeast Alaska, it's actually sort of a nationwide program, but we do it, there's several places here in Alaska that do it. And it's called a chronic disease self-management program. So it's a six-week program that focuses on folks who have been diagnosed with diabetes or heart disease or depression or anxiety or any chronic ongoing condition. And through the program, we talk about, you know, coping skills, eating, how to talk to your doctor, how to keep up to date with your medications and how to remind yourself. And if there are any, as we're going, if the participants have any specific issues that they're having, we do a little bit of troubleshooting as a group and stuff like that. And so we're going to be starting that up in January. I'm speaking off the top of my head. I think January 10th might be the first day, but it's going to be Mondays, I believe from it'll be Mondays starting in January. I'll have a flyer out pretty soon on that. And it's a great way to actually start the new year with, you know, focus on health. That's a time when a lot of people do focus on health is in the new year. So that's going to be a program I'll have available.
So do you expect that there'll be some sharing amongst the participants who might offer some of their solutions for how they approach
Absolutely.
Their doctors? And I mean, that could be very valuable, too, because say, for example, if you're a diabetic, a lot of times people have doctors that aren't diabetics and really don't know personally
exactly.
how these medicines affect people.
Right. That's exactly right. And so that's what's wonderful about the group setting of those. Is that there is that connection between people who have either similar medical conditions or similar you know, circumstances. They've had similar experiences with the medical profession or with, you know, eating habits and healthy living lifestyle stuff.
Well, Sarah, before we go here, any quick reminders for people?
Sure. So you can find out about these classes at UAF, as in Fairbanks, uaf.edu/CES, as in Cooperative Extension Service. So uaf.edu/CES, you can find a calendar of classes throughout the state, most of them right now online, from gardening to health to food, and you can register through there. Or you can give me a call, 523-3280.
All right. We are out of time, but we want to thank you very much, Sarah Lewis with the Cooperative Extension Service.